What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, of course, USDA came out with its prospective plantings report Friday. North Dakota getting some attention. What's going on?
Well, congrats to North Dakota, Don. North Dakota is scheduled to plant more acres combined of corn, wheat, and beans and other crops than any other state in America. It's interesting. North Dakota's on the map. It won't yield more than Iowa, but they're going to try to plant more acres than the state of Iowa. That's a big deal.
Big increase in corn in particular. The number's up significantly.
Corn had a story. Corn prices and the basis is better than most years around here. And corn had a story, and now we knocked 10, 12 cents off of it. If you talk to any corn seed salesman, they told you seed sales were up tremendously in corn. That number's not a surprise to us, but definitely a big surprise to the market when you look at North Dakota and South Dakota's intended planted corn acres.
We're continuing to see the pictures coming out of Nebraska and Iowa and other places regarding flooding. What's this mean to the market, Tommy?
Don, I just flew from Chicago up to North Dakota, and I saw very little snow cover until we got up to the state of North Dakota, and I saw zero flooding. So what you see, and when you think about Nebraska, the flooding's horrible, but it's a very condensed area. Over history, talking to people who've followed markets and moisture for many years, rain makes grain. That's not what you want to hear if you have 4 feet of water in your field. But over history, plenty of subsoil moisture. When you look at the drought map, not a lot of talk about in the United States. That's usually thumbs up for a big crop.
Again, both stocks and acres numbers came out from USDA on Friday. Overall, pretty bearish.
Well, you have a couple hundred million extra corn left from last year, and then you plant a couple million more acres, which could get you a couple hundred million more corn. And our corn story that was neutral to bullish just went neutral to bearish just overnight like that.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Portland, North Dakota.